Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 31st, 2025. And I am profoundly grateful you chose to join me. I have a very interesting question from a lady named Catherine. I don't know where she lives. She just says she has been listening to Aspire for, 8 months. And this is all new to her. She finds it very challenging. She says, when I listen to you, Greg, you make no sense to me, yet I still listen. You make me feel stupid when I listen to you. Either I'm damn stupid or you're right about the things you're talking about. Can you please comment, Catherine? Well, Catherine, I am sorry that you feel stupid. That's certainly not my intent. But my intent isn't also to support what is foolish within you, something that is a bias, a prejudice within you. I am not here to do that and tell you that you are right or you have the right to feel that way or whatever you need to support your current state of mind. But please understand, my intent is not to compare what I am teaching you here with maybe your own thoughts or your own beliefs. I don't do that. That's not my gig. I am here to present to you. I'm a mere teacher, a presenter. I don't try to say to you, this is the way, the truth, and the light, and if you don't follow it, all hell's going to break loose, or you're a stupid person. But I can say that stupidity reigns supreme in the American culture. In fact, it is, sad to say, a great part of our culture, stupidity. And it isn't naivete, it's stupidity. And I define stupidity as the means for which we find righteousness. It is how we stubbornly and willfully live in our sense of mental acuity that we inherited from our parents, our genes, everything that coincides with how we were raised, what we were raised with, our bodies, the mental accumulations that we have, all of that. I join you in the stupid factor, I want you to know. I don't mind being stupid. I mind staying stupid. And that's where my focus is. If I stay stupid and unwavering, I become more, shall we say, determined, as Sapolsky says, to live my life in the confines of my mental and emotional world. And that would be very ugly for me. So I definitely live in the total surrender of blessed are the poor in spirit and blessed are the meek. I have to be poor in spirit first to find the meekness that allows me to be teachable. And so that poor in spirit attitude that lives in me is not about righteousness or what is right. That poor in spirit thing in me is humility. So I don't weigh things in the manner of the culture. It would be very stupid of me and foolish of me to assume that people want to hear what I have to say. I understand that vividly, and I also understand it in the context of the reality of our culture and society now. It has become very political. It has become stupid in that whole idea of politics because it does not encompass the bigger picture. And I am only stupid when I don't take into account the bigger picture, the things that I can't think, the things that I can't reason. I don't live off logic and reasoning like the majority of people. So I share with you what is beyond Gregory Edward Penn's reasoning, his thoughts, his beliefs, his attitudes. I go beyond all of that. So please do not take it personally. There is nothing here that is regarded as being personal. I have people who are casual listeners. I have this one guy who's a casual listener, what do I want to say? He's not a student. He just is very cavalier about his own beliefs. He tries to blend his beliefs with what he thinks are mine, and they're not mine, what I offer. And it just... He blows up all the time. He's got a tremendous anger problem, and he's mentally ill. And I find that a lot of people now are like him. They are mentally ill. And so I don't try to straighten this all out with people. You either are of the ilk to come and work upon yourself. That would be to learn how to separate from the ego a little bit, separate from the human gen of our genetics, our fears, our hatred, our impulses, and begin to no longer treasure our own thoughts. If you can come to a place where you do not treasure your own thoughts, where you do not think of them as my thoughts or the thoughts or the righteous thoughts, if you can get past that, you will hear a different voice in me. You will hear it differently in your head. You won't look at me versus you. Pitting me, a teacher, against yourself is not a wise thing to do, because nothing is gained, nothing is realized. You may learn a lot of things intellectually, but you will never gain the momentum of some wisdom that is beyond the confines of your own thoughts. That would be tragic. And most people are prejudiced. They hold a prejudice about what they believe, and their thoughts come from prejudice. I don't know where your thoughts come from, but I assume if you think that I make you feel stupid, that your thoughts come from the prejudice of your genetics, the body, everything that makes up your persona, your personality, your ego. And with all that being said, you will be left behind when it comes to your own awakening by your own hand. And you won't be able to realize some of the beautiful things that you really are. We are far more than the flesh. We are the light. So if you can humble yourself, if you can come to a place where you can say, I know not what I do, I know not what I think, if you can get beyond the confines of your beliefs and what you were raised to believe, or what you socially and maybe in this country philosophically believe in, then maybe something of the other shore can reach you. Ask yourself, when is the last time you had a change of philosophy? Let's look at it that way. When was the last time you had a deep, profound change? A change of the way you operated, a change of the way you think about yourself or think about your life, more importantly. If you can understand what I'm saying, you will understand it's been a long time. And if it has been a long time, which I assume it has by what you've said here, then maybe it is time for an oil change here in your brain. And maybe I can help you with that. If you could just listen to me without being right or wrong, good or bad, nati-nati, neither this, neither that. If you can just listen without prejudice, I think you'll find something there for you, something that might help you. At least I hope so. Catherine, thank you for your beautiful question, and I am deeply moved that you bothered to listen to me. And I hope all of you got something from this. Anyway, I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.